This is KEXP Seattle, the best ambiance in New York, the Cutting Room Studios, and I'd like to welcome to the microphones here Vincent Segal, Malaki Sissoko.
Bonsoir, hello. Bonsoir, New York.
Bonsoir.
Oui, bonsoir tout le monde.
All the way from Mali and France, and they're here to play some beautiful music. They have a new album coming out next week called Chamber Music, and cello and Cora, I'd like to hear later how this combination came together, but let's hear some music, please. Music from Malaki Sissoko on Cora, Vincent Segal on cello. The name of that piece?
Well, we call it chamber music, but it comes from, you know, like the big Sandiata, mm-hmm. you know, like Emperor repertory. All those songs are made for Sandiata, but we call it chamber music because this is the idea of the room where Balaké's father, Gilly Madi, was playing in the flat, mm-hmm. and the room where we rehearse in Paris, you know, in my studio, and the idea of playing like here tonight for a lot of people, but inside the room, not, you know, like for big stage or whatever, just the music we love, like in a room,
in an intimate surrounding. Yeah.
Yes,
that's definitely going to sound well. Let's hear some more music, and then we'll talk about the group.
Thank you.
Baike Sezoko, Vincent Segal, live in our studios here in New York at the Cutting Room. And beautiful, beautiful music. Thank you. Merci.
Merci.
There's so many questions to ask. The first one is the name of that tune, the name of that song.
Udesti. It's a composition, original composition written by Balake.
Mm-hmm.
And Udesti is a small village in Kretia. And Balake went there many times, invited by Ross Daly. You know, perhaps Ross Daly, who plays Lira.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's surprising because a lot of people are thinking this piece comes from traditional music or from Mali. And we said, no, it's the idea of a Cretian or Greek or, you know, mix of Smyrnian music from...
So it's Crete, and you say in English, the island in the Mediterranean.
Cretia, yeah. Crete, you say.
Yes.
Okay. And that's why we play. And it's we played the first time I played the melody, this song, it was the idea of Balake in to play with his friends,
mm-hmm.
Mamadou and Faseri, in with the bala, the balafon, and the ngoni, cello, and we record like that on the album. It's the only piece where it's like the full quartet.
Well, fans of Best Ambiance in my show know the music of Balake Sezoko, his own group, his work with Kulanjan, with Tumani and New Ancient Strings, all his beautiful choral music. But this is a new collaboration with you. And so I guess the question I'm really wondering is how did you meet? How did you come together to play choral with cello and put these two beautiful instruments together?
Comment on s'est rencontré? How did we meet?
How did it happen?
Oui, bon.
En français, c'est OK, oui. You can translate.
And I can try to. Yeah.
Bon, en fait, là, j'étais intéressé au violoncelle, donc on partageait le même label aussi. Donc il a beaucoup écouté sur mon disque, et puis le disque que j'ai fait avec Toumani, et puis mon album Tomora, et puis Deli. Donc là-bas, à Amiens, donc là, j'ai regardé un de ses concerts. Après le concert, donc là, je l'ai contacté. Donc pour que on puisse partager vraiment les mêmes idées, donc là c'est la suite comme ça.
Balake is saying we share the same label at the time, label bleu, mm-hmm. And he knew from the director of the label that I had many records like New Ancient Strings with Too Many, Tomora, so and different album, his father album too, in LPs,
mm-hmm.
And he came to see me after I was playing with Chocolate Genius,
yes,
and comping with Oren Bledo. We played in trio, and he came after the concert and asked me if we can meet and just play as soon as possible, and many, you know, every time. And so every time Balake was coming to France, he stayed in my house at night, and we played and like that for many years.
That's so it happened for over the course of many years before,
yes,
you made the actual recording together.
Yes. And
and you see the two instruments as very complementary. They work really well together.
Yeah.
The cello and the choral.
Always, I've seen many, like Jean-Jacques Avenel, the bass player from Steve Lacy. He was always playing choral in Paris.
Mm-hmm.
And I've seen many people like trying to mix like cello and choral and violin and all those strings, but I always loved music from Mali, and I had many friends in as a student in the Pigalle. I stayed around, you know, like Africa Fête label, mm-hmm. So we had all those bars, and I was really friend. I'm still big friend of, you know, like Cheikh Tidiane Seck and all those, you know, music like the Ousmane. Mm-hmm. Play with Salif, and it was the first time a great maestro came to ask me to play like the original cello, because before I used to play like electric or the bass, or and it was if it was like 20 years ago, I don't think I could play with Balake. It takes
now
a lot of
right times time.
to get the and now I'm really happy because we spent like many years.
Is your approach to playing kora different when you play kora and cello, and your approach to the kora, I mean to your instrument, the cello, you pluck it more, use different types of attack,
uh-huh.
and things.
And I
tell
think
them to explain that.
And Balaké is the same, but because mm-hmm. You know that because you play kora, but some people, they don't know what is the traditional technique and what is not. So I hear when Balaké is imitating or the bass or the ngoni or some different instruments, mm-hmm. and it's the same for me. Instrument is like, it's just, for me, it's like object I really love, but I use it maximum every time I can find something, you know. I can try to be like guitar, I can try to play like wind instrument. I love to play with a cello when you use harmonic and it sounds almost like a flute pole, you know, like
mm-hmm. the extra tone, the harmonic tones.
Yes,
yeah.
It's beautiful. It's a part of, it's like, I know Balaké, he spent his life with his instrument, and me too, we on the road in the hotel room, so it's, we try to find new stuff.
And the response to the album Chamber Music, it's been out for a few months in France and Europe, it's been very, very good.
Uh-huh.
I've heard you won some awards and things, so.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Thank you. It was a surprise too, but I remember in France when we start to play in the studio, it was all those bands with a lot of, you know, drums, percussion, and different, you know, rock bands. And we arrive always two of us playing, and the people are like, "What is it gonna?" And we start to play this tune. We play just Udesti sometimes, really mm-hmm. quiet. And some people and girls, boys, different guys, they say, "Oh, I was almost like sleeping the best sleep I had." This is the way we want, you know. It's like and that the response is like, it's not new age music at all, but it's music. That's why we call it chamber music in mm-hmm. the, so, and we use every influence we have, like it can be rhythmical too, but we don't have to force.
Yes. I should ask you, Vincent, just because our listeners might not be familiar with your history, they know Balaké from his work in Mali, but you've done all kinds of things. You've toured with Sting, and I hear you working with Marianne Faithfull. Tell us about some of your projects you're most proud of, things you're working on.
Right now or before?
Or either. I'm interested to hear you have a duo with Marianne Faithfull.
It's funny because I'm really happy to play in New York, but the the first time I hit the city, I came with Nana Vasconcelos, because
really?
He was living in New York.
Yes.
And I was playing with him in with a big band in France, and they invite him. And I didn't know nothing about Brazil, anything. And he came to me and he said, you want to come to New York with me and play with my band? That's how I met Ciro. It's going to be tomorrow.
Ciro Baptiste?
Yeah. No.
Oh, yeah.
And
I
was 19, so...
Nana's back in Brazil now.
Yeah, he's in Recife.
I saw him a couple years ago and I was in Recife.
He's there, he's the maestro there.
He's amazing.
But I had a good time here because then I met a lot of people because of Nana, like Ciro, like Arto. Mm-hmm. And then I work with a band called Papa Sculpture in the West Coast. And Nana wasn't so happy about that, I remember, because he said, "I don't like hip-hop." And I said, "Yes, this is new hip-hop." And it was with Eric Bobo, you remember, and from Cypress Hill. And,
yes.
And we toured there a lot. And then I met all my friends from Quanum, like Black Alicious.
Mm-hmm.
I love Black Alicious. It's
so
hip-hop.
You play all kinds of things. Your mind
open.
Is very open.
Yeah. And Balaké he played with musician from India, mm-hmm. musician from jazz, experimental, classics.
Well, it sounds like you're made to play with each other. That's good. Very, very... collaborative. It's nice. Well, I should mention that you're here in for a very short tour, just playing at Global Fest in New York City Sunday night, the 10th, and also you just played in Boston. I heard a very nice show in Boston. So I hope you're coming back for a full tour later this year and make it out to Seattle, right?
Yes, thank you. We hope to.
I hope so, and people will be discovering this album, Chamber Music, a beautiful record, but I'd like to hear a couple more pieces, and I requested a song. I don't know if you can play that,
yeah.
But
Mama, I see.
About your children?
It's the fastest one in the record.
Okay. This is what, Mama FC?
Yeah, Mama FC, yeah. Thank you.
That's Mama FC. I should explain that's for your two sons, and they're football players, so FC Football Club.
Yeah, FC.
Good luck to them. And it's a beautiful combination. I can't. I keep thinking that when I first heard the kora, I always thought of it as some people call it the African classical music, and cello is such a instrument associated with our classical tradition in the West, and it's just such a beautiful collaboration together.
Yeah, it's like. Because a lot of people, they are thinking, in specifically when we start in France, they are like using like not exotic, but like saying, oh, they are really different and they play together. But as the way we play and the way we live, we feel really close. And like musician everywhere, you have like this kind of specialization with instruments, and you live the same kind of way, and strings players are different than wind player.
Mm-hmm.
Really different.
Yeah.
In the term of the way they live, and I think it comes from really far away in time.
Mm-hmm.
Hunter family for me, like playing string instrument is the pacifist hunter, the people who don't want to use the bow to kill birds,
really, but
use
going back.
The bow to play music, like the berimbau, like Nana said, berimbau. Yeah. is he said, you have to respect me because I'm older than you, because berimbau is the first really strings instrument with a resonant body, but it's just the calabas in the berimbau, and they use it with two notes,
And in Mali, it's the Donsongoni, the hunter's harp. Mm. Yeah.
Of course. And all those instruments, if you look at the kora and the cello, and it's always resonator, like it can be a wood body or calabas or whatever, but it's the same idea of using a strings and changing like from one to the other. Like, if you let, you can faire sonner comme ça sans... it's just this sound.
Mm-hmm.
I love it.
Well, let's hear one more piece before you have to go today. This is we're talking with Baleke Sissoko from Mali, Vincent Sigal from France, and their album is called Chamber Music. We're going to decide here. I think we need to retune. One interesting thing about the kora to me, people don't know, but it has at least four major tunings, and they're very different from each other. And I'm always amazed when I watch kora players tune, because I know how hard it is to tune the instrument.
Yes, and that's what you're the first person who understands what it is. And when I said sometimes it takes you 4 or 5 years and you have to find a really, like his grandfather, show him how to tune fast.
But when you're learning the kora, you've established yourself as a real kora player when you can tune the instrument.
Of course.
And now some of the younger kora players are using tuning pegs. I think it's cheating a little bit.
It changed the sound too.
Yeah.
Sometimes too many has to do it for Afro-Cubism.
Yes,
because it's too complex and too it's difficult. Yeah. But otherwise.
So we're getting retuned. That was fast.
And he's just arriving from Bamako, so because it's so dry there and so humid here, so
it's difficult. Yeah,
yeah.
Let's keep it. Well, some more music here from Baleke and Vincent. Thank you. Thank you so much, Vincent. And Bilecki, the name of that song? It's traditional? Is it based on traditional Mende music?
Nyandu, eh?
Nyandu, yeah. Nyandu, it's really traditional. But then after we pass, I love to go around, you know, like kind of more Senegalese rhythm, like Balar.
Yeah. It's funny you should mention Senegal, because I swear that's the same song that Baba Mal uses as a song called Cherie that he does, that's very much very close to that melody that I'm guessing he may have taken from Coding Sissoko, his choral player at the time. Anyway, it's a traditional tune that I've heard in West Africa.
I love Baba Mal's voice.
But you make it your own. It's beautiful the way you play it. Well, we've had in the studio Vincent Segal on cello, Bilecki Sissoko on kora. It's just a beautiful combination, and I wish you good luck with the show here in New York and a tour in the U.S. to come soon, I hope.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, keep up the beautiful music. Thank you, Bilecki.
It's a pleasure.
We're a pleasure to hear you play again. And before I go, I have to thank Matt here and all the folks here at the Cutting Room, our kind of home away home from home here at KXP, and David and Patrick for helping me set this up, and Corinne also.
Corinne,
thank you so much. And 6 Degrees, and I got to mention again, this album is just about to come out next week or a week after. Chamber Music, just a really, really nice record, worth picking up. This is John Kurtzer on KXP Seattle and the Best Ambiance.